Merci, Madame la Présidente. Le Luxembourg.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Luxembourg aligns itself fully with the statement made by the European Union. Given that it's the first time my delegation is taking the floor during this session, allow me to congratulate you for your election as Chair Rapporteur and to extend to you our full support for this role. Combating racism and discrimination in all its forms is a key political priority for the Luxembourg government. At the same time, it is a multidimensional and multi-actor effort, bringing in the whole of society, which can only be done with the support of civil society. Luxembourg has been examined by the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination in 2022, and the presentation of our report was welcomed. It was very pleased with the constructive dialogue the committee was with the Luxembourg delegation. Recently, we also hosted the European Commission Against Racism and Intolerance from the Council of Europe. In both cases, my government renewed its intention to combat racism and ethno-racial discrimination, as well as all other forms of discrimination and exclusion. We take this challenge most seriously. At the end of 2018, the Fundamental Rights Agency of the European Union stated that 50% of people with African descent in Luxembourg had been subject to racial discrimination during the preceding year. As a result, the government ordered an in-depth study of the situation at the national level, which was carried out by the Luxembourg Institute of Social Economic Research and the Intercultural and Intersocial Studies Centre. The results were presented in spring of this year and shared with CERD. A series of practical actions were planned and undertaken, as well as including a cycle of public meetings on racism and ethno-racial discrimination in Luxembourg, and obligatory training on non-discrimination and diversity for civil servants was put in place. We had exchanges with civil society on employment, housing and education, and recruitment of experts in the sphere of combating racism and ethno-racial discrimination, as well as combating all other forms of discrimination. In terms of the legal framework, the government presented a bill of law introducing in the Criminal Code an aggravating circumstance for crimes and offences committed in a context that was motivated by one or several of the discriminatory characteristics as defined in the criminal law, in particular due to origin, skin colour, or the belonging or otherwise to an ethnicity, a nation, a race, or a religion. This answers the recommendations of the UN treaty bodies such as CERD and the European Commission. Finally, in terms of combating hate speech, in November 2021, Luxembourg transposed a directive from the European Union obliging video game platform organisers to share any content and stamp down on that content when it relates to hate speech. Chair, Luxembourg will continue to implement the Durban Declaration and Programme of Actions and is committed to working together with all stakeholders at the national, regional and international levels. Thank you very much for your